This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DeRoy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor. DeRoy Murdoch.
Hey, DeRoy, this is Ryan. We need to play your open more often. I think we forget that we have that cool open for you.
Ryan, I really like that sound effect with the reverb or echo, whatever that is. It's terrific.
Thank you very much. I think I made that probably about a year ago.
I feel like I'm going to go on stage and sing or something.
Here he comes. Yeah. Walking out to the fog, especially with Bon Jovi right before it.
You mentioned Fog. It's funny. I heard late last night, I heard Slow Ride by Foghat. What a great song that is.
That is a good song.
It's a fantastic tune I've not heard in years.
It's also a great name for a band.
Fantastic name for a band and a fantastic logo, too. So everyone listening should look it up and listen to some Foghat today.
I actually don't know the logo. I got to look that up. All right.
Cool.
DeRoy, let's talk about Los Angeles. First question for you. Is Trump the one causing all of this violence? Because that seems to be what Democrats are saying.
Well, no, it's wonderful what the Democrats say. They say, look, these are peaceful protests. Everyone's calm. These are lighting candles and praying. But it's Trump's fault. Okay, so which is it? Are they peaceful protests that everybody can be proud of, or is there violence that ought to be blamed on Trump? They're trying to have it both ways. Which is it?
Does this – I don't get – Newsom's approach to this, because the guy seemed to be doing podcasts and coming out and saying, hey, I'm kind of like Bill Maher. You know, I'll talk to anybody. I'll have Charlie Kirk on my new podcast or whatever. And then an issue like this comes along and he goes as far ridiculous left in support of basically riots as he can.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Gavin Newsom is, I think even the chameleons would blush if they saw the way he's been behaving. He's turning himself from Gavin Newsom into Gavin Reagan and saying, well, you know, all those previous positions he held, he doesn't believe many more. And he's now some kind of a, you know, conservative Democrat, if not maybe like a moderate Republican. And then, as you say, all this comes out and all of a sudden he's flipped back. I guess the old Gavin Newsom suddenly sprang back to life. And he's saying that these are peaceful riots, that the president has no right to get involved, et cetera. And, you know, for 2 hours, these riots were going on at the LAPD, not responding at all. While you had federal property under attack, fires being set. I feel very sorry for these three or four Waymo vehicles that got burned totally to the ground. I don't know what Waymo ever did to anybody. And this is all, you know, look, it'd be one thing if these were, you know, innocent illegal aliens or maybe are just busy cleaning houses or cooking or what have you, and they've otherwise bathed themselves and now they're in trouble. You know, that'd be bad enough. But you've got the kind of people who've been arrested the last couple of days, who I guess the Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and the writers are defending. They include people like this guy named, this is all from a press release from ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, Quang Chan Phan. He's an illegal alien from Vietnam. He has criminal history, including a conviction for second-degree murder. Then we've got this guy named Rolando Veneracion Enriquez from the Philippines. He was convicted of sexual penetration with a foreign object with force and assault with intent to commit rape. Another wonderful guy, Lionel Sanchez Laguna, 55, from Mexico. He was a history of crime, including discharging a firearm at an inhabited dwelling. driving under the influence, and assault with a semi-automatic firearm. These are hardened, violent criminals. And for whatever reason, they've become the new core constituency of the Democrat Party. The modern Democrat Party is not interested in law and order. They're not interested in defending American citizens against crimes and deadly crimes on the part of violent illegal aliens. They want to defend the violent illegal aliens themselves. And maybe they think if they let these guys out of jail, eventually they'll all start voting Democrat and they'll get back in the White House or what have you. But in the meantime, you know, Americans are suffering from theft, from robbery, from rape, child rape, assault and homicide at the hands of these violent illegal alien criminals. And the people who jump up and down and defend them seems to be time and time again the modern Democrat Party.
DeRoy, did you see Stephen Miller in the White House press briefing room? Because some of what you're talking about really reminds me of a point he was making. And I'm summarizing here, but he's talking directly to the press and saying, look, all of you in here, you're all at worst middle class, many of you very wealthy. You're national names, you're recognized, but you're all doing well. And all of you sit in your ivory tower and you pretend like this crime is happening somewhere else. I mean, it doesn't really affect you. And you're right. It doesn't affect you because you live in areas where it's not affecting you. But all this crime is affecting people lower middle class to poor. And you don't have to deal with it. So you sit here and you report on how bad it is that we have to go in and deal with crime and deal with illegal immigration and these criminals that you're just talking about, DeRoy. And you won't even acknowledge that we're trying to help people that you don't care about.
I think it's a magnificent point. It's absolutely true. And I think it's perfectly appropriate to shame these liberal journalists into exactly that. Many of them live in Alexandria, Virginia. They live in Pacific Palisades, California, you know, despite the fires, Santa Monica, you know, Upper East Side of Manhattan, whatever it might be. And they're not living in you know, East L.A. or in Compton or in the Bronx, whatever it might be, where you've got illegal alien criminals terrorizing, you know, generally speaking, not wealthy white folks, but lower income blacks and Hispanics. And those are the people who end up getting beaten or robbed or raped or killed by these folks. And the basic attitude from the left wing media is we don't care. We're going to attack Trump. We want to defend the Democrats. And if the result is a bunch of raped little kids and murdered moms, dads and hard workers and citizens, you know, that's just collateral damage to damage Trump and get the Democrats back into power. These are very, very sick, twisted people, both the violent, illegal alien criminals and in a certain sense, maybe even worse, the people in the media and the Democrat politicians who defend them. You know, if you're some poor criminal from Venezuela or El Salvador or Honduras, you know, you may not necessarily be all that sophisticated. And maybe that's all you know how to do is to, you know, rob people and hurt them. But if you're coming out of Columbia Journalism School, you're coming out of Northwestern in Chicago, their journalism school, or Georgetown, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, whatever, and you go to the media, you know better. You know that these people are evil. You know these people are breaking the law. You know that their victims are generally poor people and minorities. And yet, despite that, these people just cannot jump up and down and embrace these people and hold them as if they were holding on to their own children or grandchildren. And then you've got Democrat politicians do the same thing. And these people know better, and yet they do it anyway, which in a certain sense makes them perhaps even more evil than these violent illegal alien criminals.
DeRoy Murdoch is with us. He's a Fox News contributor. You talk about people who, you know, may not even really know what they're doing and versus people who do. And some of those people I was talking about in the first hour, some of these people are these protesters. I don't even know if half of these people know what they're protesting. They just kind of move from protest to protest, maybe because they're getting paid, maybe not. Somebody's making signs and they're printed, mm-hmm. So there's some money somewhere. But is there any sense in which that the politicians, too, don't really know what they're doing? Because it seems to me like they know exactly, like this is all part of the plan, which is import a whole lot of illegal immigrants and then mm-hmm. make it as hard as possible to deport them.
You're absolutely correct about that. Look, I think if you're a 18, 19, 20-year-old, you know, Antifa terrorist, basically what these people are, is domestic terrorists, they may not know exactly what they're doing other than being told, go here, go there, put on a mask and, you know, create mayhem. A lot of them probably, I imagine, are Marxist revolutionaries of one kind or another. But if you're Hakeem Jeffries, you're the House Democrat leader, or you're Nancy Pelosi, or you're Maxine Waters, or if you're Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, these people almost all have legal degrees. These people have been in politics for years. They read the news and watch the news and read newspapers every day. They know right from wrong. They know that these people who they advocate are evil, vicious, deadly people, and they don't care. They're not interested. They don't want to fight these people. Their whole goal, as you say, is to rip the border open, let 10 million illegal aliens march in, keep them from being booted out of here, and then hope against all odds that somehow or another these people become naturalized and start voting Democrat. And in close elections, if you have it out of 10 million, let's say 3 or 4 million of them end up voting Democrat, boy, that can make all the difference in a tight election, whether it's for
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For the House or for Senate, Governor, or for President of the States, if you've got 3-4 million people who've broken into this country and are grateful to be here and decide to express their gratitude by voting Democrat, that could make all the difference between J.D. Vance becoming the next president of the United States in 2028 and, let's say, Gavin Newsom becoming the president of the United States. And I think the Democrats know that. That's why they brought these people in. And they're basically trying to protect their bet and protect their future margin of victory, which is the people who were allowed to come in this country under Joe Biden welcomed in here. Trump is trying to boot them, and I think they understand that these people leave, they may never win the White House again. And so they're fighting as hard as they can to keep them here, not just otherwise law-abiding illegal aliens who broke in, and shame on them for that, but they've otherwise behaved themselves. No, again, we're talking about people who are robbers, rapists, child rapists, terrorists working with designated terrorist groups like MS-13 and Tren de Aragua, and murderers. And they don't seem bothered or concerned about that at all. I can't remember the last time I heard a Democrat official say, "Yeah, let's get these child rapists and murderers out of here." They just, you look at a guy like Abrego Garcia. I mean, even now that everybody knows this guy's got a long rap sheet of breaking into this country, of being an MS-13 member, of beating his wife over and over again, they're still standing up for him. They're still applauding this guy. He's like the new mascot, if you will, of the Democrat Party. They don't care.
You almost have to tip your hat to Democrats because they really get on board, and they're playing the long game here. Because short term, anytime this happens, I don't know if you look at polls and numbers. I always do. Anytime something like this becomes the national talking point, when there's riots happening, most people in America know. When there's a budget battle, people may not pay attention as much. But riots, you can see fire on TV. And people go, oh, my gosh.
A little hard to miss.
Right. And so people know when this stuff is happening. And so they see it and they go, gosh. And Trump's approval numbers rise. Yet Democrats will stick with this long game and say, yeah, but if we can naturalize as many illegal immigrants as we can, it still would be good for us. So they stick with it.
Yeah, they do. Now, in the process, what they may end up doing is, they may win the support of these. Again, I'm just guessing 3 or 4 million may end up sticking around, become citizens and start voting, whatever. But at the same time, they're going to lose potentially another 20 or 30 or 40 million people who see this are just are disgusted. I'm waiting for the Democrats to come up with any positive program on anything. I'm waiting for them to say, look, you know, we don't believe in DOGE. We don't like the big, beautiful bill. But here's our program, whatever it's called. And, you know, please support us. And you'll get X, Y, Z if you call your congressman and ask him to vote for the Democrat program. I don't know what that program is, other than we hate Trump. Trump is Hitler. We love the illegal alien criminals. And Abrego Garcia is the father of the year. That seems to be the agenda of the modern Democrat Party. And it's toxic. It's poisonous. It's potentially deadly. Not potentially. I think their policies indeed have killed people. Lake and Riley, for starters, and many others, unfortunately, have been killed by illegal alien criminals. And you may recall the joint session of Congress a few months ago, when Lake and Riley's family was up in the observation deck in the House gallery, I should say. And President Trump introduced them, and the Republicans stood up and applauded, and the Democrats would not even stand up and applaud or smile or in any way salute the mother of this poor young woman who was raped and killed. I believe her head was bashed into the rock by an illegal alien. That's how much the Democrats just don't care about this. This is a vicious, evil, and cruel party, and I think the more we see the Democrat Party completely fail to deliver any kind of a positive agenda and instead empower and celebrate violent illegal alien criminals, the more I think the Democrat Party really needs to push itself into extinction and disappear. And we can go on and keep the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party as our new two-party system. The Democrats can be retired to the Smithsonian Institution, put behind plexiglass, so we can go look at the Democrat Party Exhibit 1824 to 2024-25, and we can say goodbye to the Democrat Party and turn them into a museum display. I think that's the only value they offer this country at this point.
It really is amazing. I know you got to go, but it really is amazing that the Democrats have not adjusted their positions on what they lost on in November at all. I mean, they
not
have not changed anything.
At least. Yeah. Well, they've only changed it in the sense that they've doubled down and they can't even tap the brake. They just push further and further down the gas pedal.
Yeah, and on the wildest ones too, not even the middle stuff, like, oh, we're going to kind of stick on this. They make the wildest stuff kind of the biggest news all the time. Anyway, DeRoy, thank you so much for your time, as usual, and insights. Always appreciate you here on the Andy Frey Show.
Okay, great to be with you again. Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, that is DeRoy Murdoch. He is a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor. You hear him here on the Andy Frey Show almost every week, and I think he's traveling this week. Usually he's a little bit later in the week, but we moved him up because we wanted to make sure we got with DeRoy this week on such a crazy news weekend. Gosh, just didn't think that was going to... On Friday, when you're talking about Musk and Trump, and you're talking about budgets, and you're talking about these like big mega personalities clashing, I just didn't think that by Monday, that would not even be close to the biggest story, that we'd be talking about riots again. But gosh, it's amazing that we're here again. And as far as I understand it, you know, we can compare this locally to Ferguson, not same issue, but as far as riots go, and I don't know if you ever went to Ferguson when that was going on in 2014, I think. But those who did, and a lot of people I work with were news people, so they were there on that front. But I just had friends who went there, and some friends who were very sympathetic to the cause too, and watched what was happening. And if you went in person, it was strange because it was really just about one city block where all the action would happen. And somebody would get in front of a bank of cameras and, you know, light a Molotov cocktail or something, just kind of throw a smoke bomb or something. And all this huge circle of international cameras would all focus. And it was like a stage that people would walk onto. At first, these things always start like that, but this one in LA is all over the place. So it's not confined to this one little area. They were trying to say that over the weekend. Oh, it's this one area. You wouldn't even know it was happening if you were over here. Well, that's probably true, except that it's happening in little pockets all over the place in California right now. And it's gotten out of hand. And not to say that, like, when it was small, it was fine. It's just that this isn't a small little thing at this point. It's really breaking out all over the place. And I don't know if it's the same protesters, it's the same, like, really 100 people could do massive damage if they just went from place to place to place to place. Maybe that is part of what's happening. I don't know. But we're following it, and we'll keep reporting on it just like we did there with DeRoy. Short break here, and we'll be right back. I'm going to tell you no, I'm not going to tease that because it's not that interesting. Stick around for something that's super interesting on the other side of this break, I promise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.